study yesterday regarding the obstacle in our faith.
刚刚信耶稣，大家都是很喜乐，而且体验很多。
When we first believe in Christ, of course, we are very joyful, and we have many experiences.
所以信仰上表现得很有力量。
So in our faith, we may show that we are quite active and very lively.
好像以色列百姓刚刚过红海。
It is just like when Israel just crossed the Red Sea.
大家欢喜快乐。
Everybody is so joyful and happy.
但是开始走旷野路。
But when they travel on the road in the wilderness,
就发现有很多的困难。
Then they realize there are so many obstacles.
神没有一下把他们带进迦南地。
God did not bring them directly into the land of Canaan.
从埃及地到迦南地大概三四个月就可以走到。
From Egypt to the land of Canaan, it will take about three or four months.
但是他们竟然绕了四十年。
But they have spent 40 years.
这个四十年对他们来讲是一种训练。
It is a training for them for the 40 years.
使他们将来在承受迦南地的时候能够在那个地方能够繁衍敬拜神。
So, when they inherit the land of Canaan, they can worship God in the place.
所以我们洗礼之后信仰会发生很多的困难。
So that after we baptize in our faith, we may encounter some problems or obstacles.
这个障碍要突破，信仰就会进步。
But we have to overcome these obstacles so that we can make advancement in faith.
障碍如果没有办法突破，信仰就停在那个地方，没有进步。
If we are unable to overcome these obstacles, then we will be stuck there.
我们今天下午一起来查考诗篇106篇。
Let's study Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
昨天我们查考三个信仰的障碍。
Yesterday, we have studied three kinds of obstacles.
14节。
Verse 14.
反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。15节。
15.
他将他们所求的事给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。这个地方讲说他们大起欲心。
So they have some craving on certain desire.
结果因为欲望啊，就开始试探神。
Because of their desire, they start to tempt God.
当神赐给他们的时候，他们反而软弱下来。
But when God gives the things they want, they became weaker.
所以我们要控制欲望，不要被欲望控制。
That's why we have to control our own desire, not the other way around.
我们做欲望的主人，不要欲望当我们主人。
Let's be the master of our desire, not that desire be our master.
我们不是为欲望活。
We don't live for our desires.
所以保罗在腓立比书说，
Therefore Paul in the book of Philippians tells us,
我不论贫不论富，我不论高贵不论低贱，在什么情况我都得到秘诀。
But regardless I'm poor or rich, or I'm in abundance or I'm in needs, I have received a secret.
所以被欲望控制的人信仰没有办法进步。
But those who are controlled by the desire who cannot make advancement in the spiritual realm.
有的人很谦卑很善良，但是信仰就是没有办法进步。
Some may be very humble and very good, yet they are unable to make advancement in their spirit.
你把它分析看来，他欲望太多。
If you analyze this type of person, you can find out because this person has too many desires.
文明是一种福气。
Civilization, of course, it is a blessing.
但是文明常常也会成为信仰的障碍。
But sometimes it can be an obstacle for our faith.
有一次我到非洲一个村庄去布道。
Once I went to a village in Africa to preach.
那个村庄没有电。
And that village don't have electricity.
所以用那个 kerosene, 用那个臭油啊，柴油，那个煤油灯。
So they use oil lamp.
很亮啊。
And of course, it was bright.
我在那个地方在树下布道我发现很多人坐得满满的。
I was preaching in the woods, and many people was there.
然后在讲道的时候，大家都听得聚精会神。
And when I was preaching, everybody listened attentively.
第二天晚上
，second night，
我们到隔壁的村庄去布道。
We went to another village to preach.
这个村庄有电
，and this village had electricity.
我马上发现不太一样。
And immediately we realized it was a little bit different.
而参加人没有这么多。
Not that many people attended.
那么同时你在讲道理的时候。
And when I'm preaching.
那里人在听收音机，那里在看电视。
People listen to radio and on the other side watching TV.
他们那电视模模糊糊的。
And television was not very clear.
啊，对非洲人来讲，有一个影像已经不错了。
And for them, if they can see an image, it's already good.
啊，祷告也不迫切。
And when they pray, they are not that praying that early.
所以我马上有一个比较。
Now I immediately see the comparison.
昨天晚上那个村庄没有电。
Last night, that village was without electricity.
所以他们很专心在听神的道，很专心在祷告。
So they were able to listen to gospel.
啊，今天今天晚上这个村庄有电。
And the other village has electricity.
所以有一些娱乐器材。
There's some entertainment for them.
马上那个村庄的人对道理那个渴慕的心就不一样。
And the heart longing for desire, you can see the difference right away.
这样很显明看出来人性的一个转弱。
Clearly, you can see the weakness of our hearts.
人希望追求生活的舒服。
We want to pursue the comfort in our life.
但是同时在生活的舒服，又容易忽略的灵性的追求。
At the same time, that because of the comfort in our life, we may neglect the pursuit of spirituality.
所以如果同时在生活舒服，又能够不放弃灵性的追求，这最好。
Then of course, it is the best if we can have our spiritual advancement or cultivation, yet we will have a certain degrees of comfort in life.
但是如果做不到，
but if we are not able to achieve that,
我们宁可生活简单一点，但是在灵性上更进步。更丰盛。
We rather live a simple life, yet enjoy the advancement in spirit.
所以我们整个人的生活不要以欲望的满足做一个主导。
So don't let the pursuing of desire to be our goal.
要成为神的国、神的义的追求做我们一个主导。
To pursue after the kingdom of God and God's righteousness as our goal.
这个信仰就不会走差了。
Then our faith, our journey will not go astray.
那么第二个障碍就是人。
Second obstacle, of course, is us.
我们信主久之后，
after we believe in Christ for a long time,
信徒之间的交往，
and the communication between members,
个性不同，灵性不同，
we have our own characters, our own personality, and our spiritual level.
就马上发现人跟人间会有问题。
Then we will immediately find that we may have some conflict between one another.
人跟人的问题，无形中就会影响我们跟神的关系。
And sometimes that will influence between our relationship with God.
那么教会里面这个圣职人员，包括负责人，是在带领教会。
And the board members, the person who leads the church.
所以无形之中，这个教会的领导阶层跟信徒之间也可能会有问题。
And sometimes that the church board may have some problems with the member.
所以这个人的问题如果没有解决，信仰不会进步。
So that if we don't solve the problem between different person, then the spiritual level cannot make advancement.
那要怎么样能够超越这些不完全的人，使我们信仰不断的进步？这是一个要学习的功课。
How can we overcome the interpersonal relationships to achieve spiritual advancement? It is a task for us.
首先，我们谈到要爱心。
First of all, of course, we need to have love.
爱心就是包容跟赦免。
Love can cover forbear others' faults.
所以有爱心的团体是和睦的。
So the organization with love can live in harmony.
虽然里面人不完全。
Although as human we are not perfect.
爱能够遮盖一切。
But love can cover many faults.
那第二个就是对自己要认识。
And secondly, we have to realize our own self.
人对自己认识的越清楚，
the more the clearer you understand yourself,
我们对别人的缺点讲的会越小声。
Then you may make less a noise about other people's fault.
因为我们认识，我们也不够跟他差不多。
Because then we'll realize we only about the same as the person who had fault.
所以对自己有认识的人啊，都是谦卑的。
For those who realize their own weaknesses, they are humble.
这个圣殿里面祷告那个法利赛人，
the Pharisee pray in the temple.
他抬头祷告，
who lift up his head.
他数算自己的义。
He only count his own righteousness.
因为他对自己没有认识。
Because he not realize his own faults.
那第三个就是要顺服真理。
Thirdly, to obey truth.
所以这几个原则如果抓得住，我们教会里面这个人的关系不会成为大问题。
If we are able to grasp these three principles, then we will not have big problem in interpersonal relationships in the church.
你看我们的家庭。
In our own family.
其实每一个都不完美的。
Of course, each family are not perfect.
但是完美的家庭里面不会有问题。
But for a perfect family, are without problems.
很简单，那里面有爱。
It's very simple because they have love.
所以人跟人的问题要超越，我们信仰才会进步。
So we have to overcome the interpersonal relationships in order to make advancement in spirit.
那第三个就是金牛犊。
Third, is the golden cow.
请看十九节，106篇19节。
It's read Psalm 106, verse 19.
他们在何烈山造的牛犊，叩拜铸成的像。如此将他们荣耀的主换成吃草之牛的像，这里讲说他们拜金牛犊
，They worship golden cow，
把它当偶像，当作神来拜
，Use it as an idol to worship。
所以我们信仰的生活也有这个金牛犊会阻挡我们信仰的进步。
So in our journey of our faith, we may encounter this golden cow to be an obstacle for us。
在列王记上里面记载
，In First King mention
记载这个以利亚那个时代的人
，the people in the time of Elijah，
他们拜这个亚瑟拉，
they worship Asherah。
这个亚瑟拉是一个神啊
，it is 亚神 ，it's an idol。
听说这个亚瑟拉是狮子身，但是指人的上半身
，and with a half of a human figure and the second half as a lion。
就是一个女人的上半身。
A female upper body
没有穿衣服
，without clothing。
那这个亚瑟拉，他们所拜的亚瑟拉有意思、啊、
，and it have some meaning of this idol Asherah。
那个狮子就是代表战神，就是表示得胜。
We have a lion's body, which means that is victorious in battle。
那这个上半身没有穿衣服，这个代表丰盛，就是农神丰收。
And the upper body, female, prefigure abundance in harvest.
然后他手里拿着百合，这个代表性爱。
And on his right hand, on her right arms, have lily. It means lust.
所以在当时的人要拜这个偶像有理由啊。
For the people at that time to worship this idol have their own reason.
那你看我们现在人在追求。
And if you look around, the people are pursuing today.
现在人的是神，现在人的神是什么？成功、丰富、性爱，就是现在人的神。
The idol for the worldly people today is success in the business, and lust, and also,
丰富了
and abundance.
啊，为着这个，神可以把它排在一边。
For these worldly pleasure, they can put God aside.
所以我们要很谨慎在生活当中啊，不要有金牛犊。
So we have to be careful in our daily living. Do not let this golden axe exist.
那么这个以利亚怎样使他们把他们信仰挽回来
？That how can Elisha rescue them?
我们先来快点来看啊，《列王记上》。
Let's turn to First King.
啊，《列王记上》18章。
First King chapter 18.
21节。
Verse 21.
列王记上18章21节
First King chapter 18 verse 21
以利亚前来对众百姓说你们心持良意要到几时呢若是耶和华是神就应当顺从耶和华若巴利是神就应当顺从巴利众民一言不答这里以利亚告诉以色列百姓
Here Elisha tell the people
说如果耶和华是神
If the Lord is God
你们应当顺从耶和华
You have to follow him
如果巴利是神
If Baal is God,
那你就弃掉这个耶和华，就拜巴利就赚。
Just follow him.
啊，这个众民一言不答。
And the people did not answer a word.
就是不愿意做选择。
Because they don't want to choose.
因为选择表示你要抓住一个，你要放弃另外一个。
Because if they make a choice, they have to take one and forsake the other.
所以选择常常是痛苦的。
Therefore, sometimes to make decision or make choice is difficult.
因此，他宁愿两脚踏两只船。
So that people are willing to step on to on both sides.
他从他的祖宗的流传知道，啊，耶和华是大有能力的神。
From their tradition, they know that the Lord who are mighty.
但是他看到周围的环境都在拜这个亚瑟拉。
But everybody else is worship Asherah.
那个风气太有力了。
Because that trend is quite powerful.
所以他们就屈服于周围的环境。
So they yield to the environment.
因此，他们同时要祖宗拜的神，但同时他们也要周围人所拜的偶像。
So they want the Lord, who worship before, and they want to worship idol as well.
这个就是现在一些基督徒的信仰。
This is how today's Christians.
他同时要天国的福气。
They want the blessings in the heaven.
他要得到神的喜欢。
They want to please God.
但是同时他也要是世界的。
But at the same time, they want to grasp on the world as well.
名利享受。
Fame, enjoyments, and profit.
那么这个两个是没有办法在一起的。
And these two cannot join harmony.
所以神这个以利亚怎么把他们挽回来
？So how can Elijah, help them?
就在那里献祭。
So they make offering.
结果神的能力降下来。
God's power descend.
火降下来，把他的这个献祭都烧掉。
Fire came down from heaven to burn the Lord's offering.
以色列百姓看到他们所拜的偶像一点能力都没有。
When the people of Israel realized.That the idol they're worshiping are without power.
是死的
It is dead.
那么他们也看到他们祖宗所拜的神是活的
And they observe the Lord, their ancestor worship is alive.
那么这一次的体验是全国以色列百姓回心转意归向神
Because of that experience, people turn around to worship the Lord.
所以我们人要全心归向神一个很重要的就是对神的能力跟恩典要有体验
So in order for us to realize the Lord we are worshipingis living one we have to have some experience
在什么时候我们体验到神的能力我在什么时候我们信仰就会恢复起来
whenever we experience God's power then our faith can be revived
所以信仰的体验非常重要
it is crucial for us to have some experience in faith
我们再看诗篇106篇
let's turn back to Psalm 106
诗篇106篇
Psalm 106
24节
verse 24-25
他们又藐视那美帝不信他的话在自己的帐篷里发怨言不听耶和华的声音我们再看23节
And let's jump to verse 23
所以他说要灭绝他们若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中使他的愤怒转消恐怕他们就灭绝了这个以色列百姓后来在拜基努犊以后再继续走旷野路一个很重要的原因就是摩西的带导
That after the people worship the golden cow in the wilderness, the reason why they are able to continue their journey is because their leader Moses.
圣经说摩西站在破口
That Moses stood and to help them.
怎么样站在破口？就是用祷告的手来堵住那个破口。
That Moses used his hands of prayer to cover the broken hole.
使神的愤怒转消，使以色列百姓归回真神。
To alleviate the wrath of God so that people can still stand.
可见这个代祷很重要。
Therefore, intercessions is crucial.
这个父母对子女的代祷。
The intercessory prayer of the parent to their children.
或者我们对亲人的代祷。
Or our prayer for our relatives.
会感动神带领他回来拜真神。
Which will move God to turn them back to God.
我们教会有一个信徒。
We have a member in our church.
在他事业最顺利的时候。
When his career is most successful,
那个时候他信仰啊，变成很表面
，and his face is quite superficial.
开的车子很好
，who drives a good car?
啊，来到教会，他比较注重人有没有跟他尊重他打招呼。
When he came to the church, he only pay attention to those who show respect to him.
那一段时间呢，他信仰实在很软弱。
That period of time was quite weak in faith.
也没有在现实一间，他赚很多钱，他也没有在现实一间。
He earns much money, yet he did not contribute time.
他的母亲呢、非常忧虑。
His mother quite worried.
因为他知道他孩子如果这样下去，有一天会离开道路。
Because she knows one day, her son may depart from the truth.
所以他的母亲呢、为这个孩子祷告很久。
Therefore, his mother prayed for him a long time.
大概有三四年了。
Maybe 3 or 4 years.
每天早上为他孩子进食祷告。
Every morning she will pray.Fasting prayer for her.
一个小时有两个小时
1 or 2 hours.
有时候流眼泪
with tears.
因为她这个她知道她孩子事业顺利以后灵性退步很多
because she know that after her son's enjoying the success in business, his spiritual level was decreased.
那么有一次啊，她这个孩子
once that her son,
她听到她的弟弟都在现实一间。
She heard that his brother offering tithe.
啊，这个哥哥很感动。
And this brother, of course, he was touched.
啊，觉得我弟弟赚的钱比我少了很多。
And she thought that my younger brother will only make less money than I am.
但是他现实一间。
But he is willing to offer tithe.
他心里很感动。
And she was touched.
后来他又生病。
And thereon he had some illness.
结果他全家帮他祷告。
And his whole family prayed for him.
结果在祷告当中
during a prayer,
那个弟兄感觉到好像有电啊，充满他全身电。全身都是电。
That brother feel that there's some force like electricity come upon him.
这样超过半个钟头。
For a period of half an hour.
那么那一次祷告起来变好了。
And after that prayer, his illness was cured.
从那一天开始了。
From that day onward.
他的信仰一直在进步，一直在上升。
Make gradual advancement in his belief.
现在在教会里面成为一个很热心的信徒。
Now he became a quite fervent member.
所以当我们看到教会的信徒一直信仰在走下坡，世界一直在成功的时候，很重要，里面要有一个人啊，用手把他撑住，
so、
祷告的手。
When we are seeing somebody who is declining in faith, yet they are enjoying success in the world, we have to find a way, find somebody to help him in prayer.Ask God to help that person.
如果没有一只祷告的手，他一直滑下去，就滑到地狱去了。
If there's no one willing to offer the hands of prayer for him, then this person might slide into hell.
好，那这二十四节哈，一百零六篇二十四节讲第四个障碍就是他们藐视美地。
That Psalm 106 verse 24 mentioned another obstacle is that they despise the pleasant land.
就是指的迦南地。
Which is the land of Canaan.
他们对迦南地没有信心。
They are without faith in the hope for the land of Canaan.
那么对迦南地没有信心，产生什么实际生活的这个产生什么问题呢
？What kind of problem will generate if the person don't have any hope in the land of Canaan?
没有办法受苦。
They are unable to endure hardship.
所以二十五节说
，Therefore verse 25
说在自己的帐篷里面发怨言
，In their own tent they grumble.
好，以色列百姓出埃及的一个特色就是发怨言。
There's one characteristic of the Israelite when they are in the wilderness, they grumble a lot.
当他们不能够过红海
，when they are unable to cross the Red Sea,
他开始发怨言。
They start to complain.
过红海以后
，after they cross the Red Sea,
没有东西吃
，without food to eat,
发怨言。
They complain.
没有水喝
，without water to drink,
发怨言。
They complain.
路不好走。
The road is quite difficult to walk.
发怨言
They complain. Again.
遇到敌人
When they encounter the enemy,
发怨言
Complain.
几乎每一个对他们的不顺利，他们第一件事情就是发怨言
The first thing they do when they encounter a problem, they complain.
他们没有力量能够走这条路
They are without any strength or power to walk.
有一个重要原因
There's one important reason.
就是对这个迦南地的盼望模模糊糊。
They are not very clear about the hope of the land of Canaan.
盼望是一种力量。
Hope can be a power, a strength.
没有盼望的人没有办法生活。
A person without hope cannot live.
所以人如果没有盼望，这个人生活就没有意思了。
If we are without hope, then we are without any meaning in our life.
我们每一天的生活都是盼望在支持。
That every day our hope sustains us to live on.
学生盼望能够得到这个毕业证书
For example, students say they are hoping to receive their diploma when they graduate
生意人盼望能够赚钱
For the business person, they hope that they can make money
父母盼望孩子能够成人
The parents hope that their children can grow up right
所以人是盼望在支持的
So we are sustained by our own hope
但这都是暂时的
But these are only temporary
最后的盼望就是天国
The final hope is heavenly kingdom.
所以对天国有盼望的人，在信仰生活才能够受苦。
So those who have hope in heavenly kingdom are able to endure the hardship.
对天国没有盼望的人，在生活上没有办法受苦。
Those who without hope, for the heavenly kingdom, cannot withstand hardship.
他遇到一点神的试炼，遇到一点信仰生活的挫折，他马上埋怨神。
When they encounter a little bit of trial from God, a little bit of obstacle problems.Then they start to complain.
为什么我拜神神没有保护我
？How come that I worship the Lord and Lord did not protect me?
为什么我拜神神没有祝福我
？How come God did not bless me?
啊，马上就开始向神反击。
They start to grumble against God.
但是人如果对天国有盼望
，But if we have a hope for our heavenly kingdom,
他就会发现神所安排的一切。
That the person will realize everything God had arranged.
在信仰旅程当中所安排的一切。
Everything that take place in the journeys of faith,
其实都是在训练我们，装备我们，到最后能够有资格进天国。
Actually, it is a training for us to to equip us so that we are qualified to enter heavenly kingdom.
所以一个人如果对天国有盼望,
so if a person have a hope in heavenly kingdom,
这个人在信仰生活就会有力量,
and this person will find strength in the journey.
我们现在看生命记最后一章,
let's turn to last book of Deuteronomy, last chapter.
生命记34章,
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
摩西从摩亚平原登尼波山，上了那与耶利哥相对的比斯加山顶。耶和华把第一节，verse 1，把基列全地，直到但拿弗他利全地，以法莲马拉西的地，犹大全地，直到西海南地中树城耶利哥的平原，直到所有都指给他看。因为摩西要死以前呢，before
Moses' death，
神叫摩西登到尼波山。God
instructed Moses to climb to the Mount Nebo.
结果他真的看到迦南地,
and with his own eyes, he saw the land of
Canaan. 40
years ago, God promised the land of Canaan.
他一心向往迦南地,
with all his heart, he wanted to go there.
他受40年的苦,
with the sufferings of 40 years.
他舍弃了一切,
he forsaked everything.
真的到了40年后, 他看到迦南地,
indeed, after 40 years, he saw the land of Canaan.
所以这个信仰生活是凭信心,
with faith, he walked his journey.
不凭眼见,
it's not rely upon his physical eyesight.
但是信心的果效就是眼见,
but the efforts of his faith, it is the things that he can see.
如果我们现在相信天国,
if we believe in heaven today,
努力追求,
and pursue hard,
那个果效就是将来你真的看到天国,
the effort, the result will be that in the future you will see the heaven yourself.
所以属灵的眼光啊, 看到天国, 这个人会, 人在生活上, 产生很大的改变,
with a spiritual eyesight, you can see the heaven. Therefore, it can change you in faith.
上一次我们东部有一个, NCC的代表, 在El Monte做见证,
and last time we have a representative from East, some church, to make testimony in El Monte Church.
他本来有两个餐厅,
he said that originally he has two restaurants.
哦, 经营都相当不错,
and he can manage it quite well.
那其中有一个餐厅是差不多四星了, 三星四星了,
that one of the restaurants is rated a three-star restaurant.
这消费额大概每一个人啊, 每斤大概四十块以上,四五十块。
Each person's consumption per meal is about $40 or $50.
哦, 相当高级。
It's considered an upper level restaurant.
我去纽约联合会，他曾带我到他的餐厅去，我没有去过这样的餐厅，相当高级。
When I visiting New York, this brother also brought me to his restaurant. It's quite a nice place.
那他很久没有来教会,
who have not come to the church for a long period of time.
我高中二年看过一次在中立教会。
That when I was young, when I was in high school, I had seen him in my hometown.
从此就从教会消失，一直到十几年后，教会才再出现。
Then I never saw him again. After like 10 some years, then I saw him again.
他绕社会绕了一圈，他到最后回来，还发誓觉得说，在神里面才有真的满足。
Who lived in society for a long period of time, afterwards he realized he come back to our church, find his own comfort.
啊，以后他被选做教会的总务负责。
Later on, he was selected as the general affair in the church board.
他说很奇怪，我一被选做负责人，那个餐厅生意特别好。
But he tell me that it was quite strange. After he was elected, then his restaurant business was getting better.
但是过了不到两个月,
but 2 months later,
他发现有一个冲突,
he realized there is a conflict.
因为那个生意，餐厅生意太好了,
because the business was too good.
所以他的工作他没有办法做，教会里面工作他没有办法做。
So that he was unable to take the church work.
所以在他心里面有一个冲突。
Therefore, in his heart, there is a conflict.
我有两个餐厅,
I have two restaurants.
生意非常好,
and both of them are very busy.
我是教会的总务负责,
but I am the church board member.
做圣工非常好,
to do the holy work is very good.
两个都很好,
both are good.
那现在他要选择。
But now he had to choose.
他是要辞掉负责人呢, 还是要卖掉一家餐厅?
Is he going to resign from the board, or he have to sell one of his restaurants.
最后他祷告很久。
So he prayed for this for a long time.
他发现他只靠一家餐厅，他生活没有问题。
But even rely upon one restaurant, his livelihood will be fine.
你看，大家都在扩展自己的事业。
Think about it, everybody is expanding their own business.
第一家，第二家，一直连锁，一直下去。
One, two, even three, or the chain.
圣工没有做没有关系，事业不能够不大。
That they may forsake the holy work, but they want to make progress in their own business.
但是他把一家餐厅卖掉。
But he finally decided to sell one of his business.
生活过得去，专心做圣工。
He can maintain his level of comfort, but he want to work for God.
因为他对属灵的事情有盼望。
Because he have great hope in spiritual realm.
所以盼望会给人力量。
Hope will bring strength to a person.
在这个世界上牺牲受苦。
In this world, they can suffer a little bit.
好，我们再翻回看诗篇106篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
39节。
39.
这样他们被自己所做的污秽的，在行为上犯了邪淫。 40节。
40.
所以耶和华的怒气向他的百姓发作，憎恶他的产业。这个地方讲说百姓犯了邪淫。That
the people aroused the anger of God.
39节
Verse 39.
行为上犯了邪淫。But
they are unclean in their practice.
结果污秽了自己。They
defile themselves.
结果神的怒气向他们发作。The
anger of God come upon them.
那这个30节里面有讲这个腓尼哈。
And in verse 30 mentioned about Phinehas.
这个腓尼哈看到一个以色列的青年跟一个摩押的女子正在犯淫乱，他拿着刀子从背部一下两个把他刺透。
Phinehas discovers some adulterous act between the people of Israel and the Gentile girl who took a spear and killed them both.
然后他这一刀一刺下去啊，神说神喜悦他。
And God was pleased.
因为这个神是忌邪的神。
Because God despised evil.
以色列百姓已经走到了旷野的旁边，已经走到迦南地的旁边。
When people walked in to the border of the land of Canaan at that time,
很多人因为淫乱倒在那里，死在那里。
Many people died because of fornication.
所以这个变成以色列百姓走这个旷野路一个很大的障碍。
It became a great obstacle for the people to enter the land of Canaan.
就是淫乱。
That is fornication.
今天我们要正视这个问题。
Today we have to face this problem.
因为今天这个社会淫乱已经变成 太普遍了。
Because in today's society, it is a great problem.
我不晓得教会的青年有多少人会被淫乱杀掉。
We don't know how many youths will be killed by the fornication.
他的信仰会被这淫乱毁掉。
Their faith will be destroyed by it.
这个是青年一个极大的阻碍。
It is the greatest obstacle for the youth.
这个阻碍如果能够排除,
if we can overcome this obstacle,
很多青年的信仰会有力量,
many youths will find strength.
那么这个淫乱这个阻碍要怎么除掉呢?
But how can we overcome this obstacle?
这个我们要想想。
We have to ponder.
我读到一篇这个基督教有一个很出名叫做 Dobson, 这个是一个
I have read the article written by a famous person, Dobson.
他在谈到这个青少年的淫乱问题,
who mentioned about the fornication, this problems.
他谈,
in this article,
里面有谈到一点,
one point he mentioned.
就根据他的统计, 这个青少年会去, 苟合淫乱的大部分都是家庭不圆满。
According to his research, that for the youth to have this kind of problem, most of them come from unhappy family.
我这样一想，有道理。
When I think about this, it is reasonable.
因为一个圆满的家庭里面，
in a good family, in a harmonious family,
这个家庭里面有温暖，
there's warm in the family,
有父母的爱，
has love of the parents,
有兄弟姐妹的爱，
love of brothers or sisters.
所以在这个家庭里面，这个青年可以得到心灵的满足跟支持。
So the youth will receive satisfactions and support from the family.
所以虽然外面有这个引诱啊，但是比较有那个抵抗力。
So although outside may have that attractions, yet they have strength to overcome.
但是如果一个家庭里面，
but if a family
已经没有温暖，
without warm,
没有父母的爱，
without the love of parents,
没有兄弟姐妹的爱，
love of brothers and sisters in the family,
回到家里面好像回到旅馆。
When they go back to the house, it's just like visiting motel.
没有一种精神上的支持跟满足，
without spiritual support.
那么这个青年心灵很虚空。
And the youth will find emptiness in their heart.
一旦一个人心灵觉得虚空，
when a person feels the emptiness in their heart,
最简单的满足方法，
the most easy way to find satisfaction,
喝酒，
to drink,
跳舞，
dance,
那接下去就是淫乱。
And then next follow, maybe fornication.
这是最简单的。
It is the most easy way to fall.
所以要阻止我们青年不要发生淫乱了，我们大家努力建设一个圆满的家庭。
So in order to help our youth not to fall into this kind of trap, let us have our family.
最近有一个姐妹打电话给我。
One sister called me recently.
她从台湾来留学。
Come from Taiwan.
她的这个 roommate 是美国人。
Who have an American roommate.
她说她的 roommate 很热心的。
She said that her roommate was quite zealous.
礼拜天到这个会堂里面参加他们教会唱诗班。
Sunday she will go to the choir group.
但是礼拜礼拜六她的男朋友来跟她睡在一起。
But Saturday her boyfriend came to sleep with her.
所以这个大学里面男女同居变得很平常，然后礼拜天到教会唱圣诗。
So it is quite normal in the college life, I guess.That, but on Sunday she would just go to church.
所以在美国这个社会里面，私生活已经好像跟信仰分开了。
So that in American society, your own private life is separate from your own belief.
信仰是敬拜神在教会。
In your belief, you worship God in the church only.
那你的私生活神管不到，你要怎么生活你的事情。
Your private life, God will not bother you, so you can live your own.
因为美国有太多破碎的家庭。
Because in the States we have so many broken families.
所以是第一点，要避免青年淫乱的，要一个幸福的家庭。
So first point to help our youth is to have a good family for them.
第二个
，second
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
先看诗篇七十八篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇
，Psalm 78，
第四节
，78 verse 4。
我不将这些事向他的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第五节
，5，
因为他在雅各中度法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。第六节
，6，
使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也起来告诉他们的子孙。第七节
,7,
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。这里亚萨作诗这样说
,Here, Asaph make a point.
说我们做父母的要将神的，第四节说神的美德能力作为讲给我们后代听。
As parents, we are to, preach that the Lord's praises,His mighty words to our children.
那第六节说，使我们的后代也可以懂得敬畏神，来遵守他的命令。
So the generation to come, will know the Lord and follow His commandments.
所以要避免这个青少年犯淫乱的罪啊。第二点就是父母在家庭里面的宗教教育。
In order to help our youth not to commit these wrongdoings, as parents we have to help them.
从小就要把神的观念灌输在他心里。
And we have to give them the concepts of God when they are still young.
人心里如果有敬畏神的心，这个人就不敢乱来。
If we have a heart of worship God, then we will not do things according to our own desire.
有一个青年从象牙海岸到美国来留学。
One youth came from Ivory Coast to the States to study.
他爸爸在象牙海岸已经住了二十年。
His father lived in the Ivory Coast for 20 some years.
他初中来。
Who come at junior high.
现在已经在读研究所。
Now,
他男的。
He is studying graduate school right now.
我有两次去访问他。
I visited him twice.
跟他祷告，发现他圣灵很充满。
Pray with him, I feel that he was filled with Holy Spirit.
我就跟问他说，你这个从初中来到现在读研究所，你没有试探吗？
So I asked him, you come when you are quite young, junior high, now you are in graduate school, have you ever encountered any temptation?
他说有啊。
He said yes, of course.
但是你怎么克服？
And I asked him, how do you overcome?
他说他从小啊就有这个敬畏神的心啊，他不敢乱。
He said that he have a heart fear the Lord, therefore he don't dare to do anything.
哦，我们东部有一些青年啊。
And we have some youth.Back east.
离开教会到很远的州去读书。
We had to go to a far states to study.
起初这个教会的负责人都很忧虑。
At first, the church board was quite worried for them.
大概信仰书读完信仰也差不多了。
They feel that after they graduate, probably their faith also finished.
结果不但书读得很好，而且信仰更好。
But yet, to their surprise, not only they have a very good academic work, also they also have a good faith.
这个就从小这个。宗教教育啊，这个神在他心里面。
Because they have a good religious education, they have God in their heart.
那么第三个，我们要避免这个淫乱啊，成为我们天国路的障碍。第三点。
The third points for us to avoid that fornication.
先看啊，提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2,
22节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章二十二节。
2 Timothy 2 verse 22.
你们要逃避少年人的私欲，从那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱和平。这里讲说要逃避少年人的私欲。
Here tell us to flee from the youthful lust.
怎么样逃避呢？就靠着祷告。
How can we do that? That is rely on prayer.
所以常常祷告，在祷告里面求神帮助，我们就可以远离这个私欲的这个捆绑。
Those who pray often, who can escape from the bondage of the lust.
那对我们已经结婚的这个信徒啊
，For those who already got married,
我们在做任何一个决定的时候，应该以夫妻不分开为原则。
For you to make any decision, you have to base on that, maybe a spouse who don't have to leave.
因为这个夫妻长久分离啊，魔鬼会做工。
If the spouses separate for a pair of times.Then the Satan may start to work.
除非我们配偶非常热心、非常属灵、非常敬畏神。
Unless our spouses, he or she quite zealous in the church.
如果我们的配偶信不是很好或者很世俗
，if our spouses are not very godly and quite worldly, for example,
或者又是在这个社会的场合要应交、应酬
，they had to attend any social.Gathering for the business sake.
这个夫妻长久的分离，有时候这个代价会非常非常的大。
If the spouses separate too long, sometimes you have to pay a very high price.
我们现在在美国社会的华人圈子里面看到很多啊小留学生。
In the Chinese community in the States, you have seen many small overseas students.
那有的父亲，有的母亲呐、陪孩子在美国。
Some cases that parents, one of the either mother or father can accompany with the child.
然后留下另一半在台湾赚钱。
And the other half will stay in Taiwan to make a living.
到现在已经有很多例子发生出问题。
Many cases like that became problems.
就是出了淫乱的问题。
And have adultery problems.
有的家庭破碎。
Some family was broken.
所以要避免呢、这个天国的障碍，这个淫乱打倒我们的信仰、我们在做任何一个决定啊，以夫妻不长久分离为原则。
So in order for us to escape from this temptations, we have to base our decision on the that maybe husband and wife don't have to separate too long.
因为圣经里面讲说两个要结合成为一体，这个一体就是不分离的意思。
Because Bible tells us two will become one, that one body will. it's better not to separate.
好，我们再翻来看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇
，Psalm 106.
三十四节、三十五节
，Verse 34 and 35.
他们不照耶和华所吩咐的灭绝外邦人。三十五节
，35.
凡与他们混杂相合，学习他们的行为。36节
，36.
侍奉他们的偶像，这就成了自己的网罗，把自己的儿女祭祀鬼魔。这个地方讲说三十五节说，反而与外邦人混杂相合。
Verse 35 tell us they mingle with the nations and learn their practice.
学习他们的行为，被他们同化。
And was naturalized by them. They serve the they learn their practice.
啊，这是简化了。如果我们读圣经的旧约圣经比较仔细讲啊，就是娶外邦嫁外邦，跟不信的人同婚。
To simply say that maybe they get married with the Gentile people.
所以这个信仰天国路的另外一个障碍就是婚姻。
Another obstacle for us is that is our marriage.
婚姻的决定
，the decision of our marriage.
如果婚姻的决定正确的
，if we can make a correct decision,
常常会成为你天国路的一个助力。
It will become a help when for your journey.
那如果婚姻的决定不对了。
If you make a wrong decision in your marriage,
常常会成为天国路的一个阻力。
It will become an obstacle for you when you are journeying on it.
所以圣经里面才讲一个最大的原则，要在相同的信仰里面结婚。
Therefore, the Bible tells us a great principle that is to get your marriage within the Lord.
我们要感谢神啊，我们有很多娶外邦嫁外邦，但是后来的配偶来信也很热心。
Of course, we have to thank God. We have many cases that marriage into a non-believer, yet the other have come to believe.
但是如果我们要做一个统计数字，那个失败的例子啊，就好几倍以上。
But if we make a statistical calculations, the percentage that fail.
所以那个成功的例子是有，但是比例不高。
There are some successful cases, but the ratio is not that high.
所以我们要尽量辅导我们的子女，辅导我们的青年，在相同的信仰结婚，这个会成为他们信仰一个极大的力量。
So we have to counsel our youth to have the marriage within the Lord that will help them.
那这个跟父母的价值观有关系啊。
It also has some relationship with the parents' value.
有时候父母给这个孩子一个太多的这个条件的要求。
Sometimes parents will give too many requirements for the children.
结果这个子女找不到在族里找不到对象，他要往外边发展。
Therefore, the children are unable to find a suitable spouses.
好像一个弟兄他说找媳妇这个血型不能够 O 型的，这个就很困难。
That some case like this, one brother trying to find a wife, and the parents tell him not to find any O type blood.
你这个条件越多，找在族内找到对象的机会越少。
That the more requirement you have, the less the probability that you can find someone in the church.
那圣经给我们几个基本原则。
The Bible tells us a few basic requirements.
第一个，要在族里结婚。
First.Have your marriage within the Lord.
在哥林多前书里面讲很清楚。
First Corinthians tell us clearly.
他说那个配偶离世的可以再婚，但是要在主里结婚。
If your spouses die, yes, you can marry again, but within the Lord.
第二点
，second，
就是至少你看起来不会讨厌。
At least you don't feel you feel comfortable.
所以亚当看到夏娃
，When Adam saw Eve,
他有一个感觉
，He have a feeling.
那从圣经看起来大概就这两个条件。
Probably this is only the only two reasons.
圣经没有找到其他的条件。
They don't have other requirements.
所以尽量我们条件减低，我们就容易在主里找到对象。
You can lower your requirements of your marriage, then it will be easier to find within the Lord.
那另外一个方法就是要鼓励我们的青年多参加教会所办这个团体的这些活动。
On the other hand, you encourage the youth to attend the church sponsor.Event,
好像全国圣公会讲习会
for example, the theological seminar,
还有这个神学训练班
spiritual event like that.
这个青年如果对教会的活动参加多了，有一个向心力 自然他找对象就不容易跑到外面去。
So if the youth can find many friends within the Lord, of course they will not go outside to find their friends.
好，所以我们从这诗篇106篇看来
，From Psalm 106，
我们在走天国路有几个障碍我们要克服。
We have to overcome several obstacles when we are traveling on a journey to heavenly kingdom.
第一个
，first，
我们的欲望
，our desire，
要控制
，we have to control。
第二个
，second，
人的因素
，the human factor，
要解决
，we have to overcome。
第三个
，third，
金牛犊
，golden cow，
就是不能够有偶像
，so we cannot allow ourselves to have idols in our life。
第四个
，fourth，
我们对天国的盼望要活泼
，we have to have a living hope。For heavenly kingdom,
要把信仰中的每一个困难成为信仰进步一个动力。
That we have to turn the obstacle into the motivation for us to make advancement in spirit.
因为神让我们发生，里面都有功课要我们学习。
Because in it, there's lesson for us to learn.
第五个
，fifth,
要远避淫乱。
We have to flee from the lust.
第六个
，sixth,
要同龄结婚。
To marry within the Lord.
那么这个几个障碍，我们如果能够克服的话，我们走天国路就非常有力量。
If we can overcome these obstacles, then we'll find strength when we journey on the heavenly.
所以我们要求主帮助我们。
May our Lord help us.
帮助我们的下一代。
To help our next generation.
很有力量来奔走天国路。
With strength, they can travel on the heavenly kingdom.